This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Heidi Chapman. Episode number 1270 is here. We're talking today about gimmick. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. A marketing gimmick is a trick or novelty designed to attract attention and interest in a product or service from a company. Gimmick enters the arena of marketing and distribution as a means of advertising, promotion of products and services, or as a publicity stunt. The art of internet activism also exposes itself as a gimmick, but ultimately there is much less to say for a gimmick that brazenly denies the inextricability of capitalism, can be fun, and tries to address injustice directly and move beyond the world of spectacle to become reality. I don't think I'm a bad person. Hashtag we have finally learned enough about the effective speech acts in critical work, so I am asked to ask. There are a number of productions that irritate me as aesthetic experiences of gimmicks, but not in the specific way that they appear in this index. If you decide to play a game, it should complement your sales strategy, not be a complete game. If you plan to generate rapid demand with it, don't toss them together and expect results. It might be in your interests to use it from time to time, but it is not absolutely necessary. One possible type of gimmick theme could be to base a video on whatever is popular at the time. As indicated above, it could read like an emblem for an entire mode of production. For example, by highlighting the connection between the device and the ball, or even by simply highlighting the name of the game. Some dictionaries tell us that the word gimmick means a small device that is secretly used by wizards to perform tricks, but the best characterization is that it is a device that is hit by one in such works. Other dictionaries suggest a trick etymology based on how these gimmicks might be an anagram of magic. Some of the idiosyncratic words used for gimmicks list the origin of the gimmicks as unknown and cite references that suggest they may have been anagrams. Nye himself admits that the para-argument is not limited to one chapter, but appears instead in the theory of gimmickry. Guy distinguishes gimmicks from gimmick kitsch, camp, and conceptual art, and makes it clear that, while they have superficial similarities to these categories, they do not necessarily have the same artistic value as other art forms, and that they differ particularly in capitalist forms. More specifically, gimmick is a kind of charm and disturbance, not a form of entertainment or art per se. He proposes a new way of thinking about how artistic value is measured in a capitalist culture. The idea of gimmicks has become synonymous in a way that might explain why conceptual artworks remain such a prominent stereotype of gimmicky artifacts. In fact, it is the specific aesthetic effects caused by gimmicks that often transform an otherwise neutral device into an impoverished trick that irritates and annoys. Nevertheless, there have been some amazing marketing gimmicks in the past, and there is no doubt that gimmicks can pay off in spades if done right. Gimmicks were occasionally seen negatively, but if not, the reputation of a company could have been seriously damaged. Even though seemingly trivial gimmicks from the past have become useful permanent features, they are still useful for breathing life into an otherwise uninteresting brand. This is often done to appeal to children, who are often more interested in tricks than the product. Often it is only techniques or methods that have become so popular that they are now a toy. Soft gimmicks can be as much a pressure as, buy now, or, don't track certain spam filters on Google. The failure rate of these gimmicks is probably much lower than the more sophisticated strategy of a traditional gimmick, and they can even hurt the brand if they fail. Gimmicks are known to trick people into clicking by flashing lights, but soft tricks like, buy now, don't track, and, don't be tracked, aren't. To call something a gimmick is a way to distance oneself from judgment and to publicly prevent oneself from being convinced by a capitalist trick or attraction. When I call a conspiracy a gimmick, I say it seems lazy or fraudulent. Sometimes the gimmick of a project is to present the project as something other than the product of the writer's own imagination and imagination. It is also something over which the authors usually have no control, but sometimes they do, and sometimes it is not. In other words, the experience of a gimmick always involves being a miracle or trick, and I enjoy gimmicks because I know
what I'm getting myself into. I call something a gimmick when I'm done and unsure if it's over. Someone will choose the banana cutter or cryptocurrency of the future, but the trick usually consists in blaming other people, falling for it, and refusing to be accepted. The gag is not about me or her, it's about what's been done, what's being done.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.